Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are back at it once again. Make sure I got everything going. Man, look, I ain't forgetting nothing this time. Almost forgot. Oh, my goodness. What's crack-a-lackin', everybody? Welcome to Dating University. I am your co-host, Professor Charles, and Professor Brittany is on her way. But here at Dating University, we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of all things dating and relationships, man. We got one for y'all tonight. We got one for y'all. May not be the tightest one, might not be the funniest one, but we're gonna have a good time nonetheless. As you can see, and as you will hear, if you are one of our podcast listeners, thank you again so much. We love you. We got Professor B back in the building. You're becoming a regular, now, bro. Like, you are.
Should be a third man award.
Yo, listen.
Third man award. Yeah. What up, Anthony?
Hey, yes, sir. So, we got you back in the building. And, man, we're going to talk about something a little heavy tonight. So, while we have that, we need a little something to get through. Sheesh. My goodness. Okay. So tonight, we are talking about loving after loss. We're going there. It's not a glamorous thing, but it's a real thing, because here at Dayton University, even though we talk some stuff, we also like to understand and give light to those who are in different types of spaces when it comes to relationships. And that is the reason why Professor B is on tonight. I feel like I don't want to give an introduction to like what's your view take or what the situation is. But I'm pleased with a heavy heart. I'm going to try.
Hey, listen. I mean, even for me, it's a
listen. Hold on. No, Lord knows I don't. It's already been a week.
I've learned the more I talk about, the better it gets. So
okay. Okay. So Professor B, Brian, came up with this idea for this show. And his idea was to talk about losing a loved one and putting yourself back out there eventually, not to say immediately, but eventually to open your heart up to love again. Some of you know, and some of you may not know, Brian's lovely wife, our sister Shauna, passed away in July of last year. And due to no fault of her own, it was a kind of a freak accident kind of thing that happened. In every sense of the word, something that should never have happened. Now Brian wants to have the conversation. He wants to give hope to others who may be in this position or who may be in this position later on in life. So with that, I am going to shut the hell up. And I'm going to pass it over to you for your introduction, or however you want to start.
I mean, it can't really do no more than what you've already said. When I came to you this, again, for those who don't know, I am Professor B, co-host extraordinaire.
Don't let your brother hear that. No problem.
Can't do nothing. He 35 minutes away from him. He can't do nothing right now. Hey, Brittany. But as Professor Charles has stated, unfortunately, you know, just this past July, I experienced something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Yes, it becomes manageable. We're going to get to that end. We're definitely going to speak on that. From a freak accident, from, you know, just lifing, you know, unfortunately, I lost my wife. I don't want to say lost. I don't say lost because I know where she's at. She passed away. You only say lost when you don't know where that person is at. So I try not to say I lost, or, you know, condolences on your loss. When something's lost, she doesn't know where you're at. And I know exactly where my wife is at. With that being said, you know, is that question always came up. It came up more than I think I wanted it to. Like, hey, when you're going to start dating? Hey, are you going to get remarried? Hey, what's... And even now, I don't have an answer for it. But that sea is very, very choppy. It's very... there's no navigation to it. It's literally you're out there in the seas with a spinning dial. But yeah, when I came to you and I came up with the idea, it literally, I think I told you on the phone, it's dropping, like literally it just weighed on me. Like I was, part of the reason why I came up with it, it's funny how with my job, I talked to, yes, it's a life, not a relationship. I talked to several people. Just recently, I was talking to a customer. He had a pretty Porsche that I worked on. Jokingly, I said, hey, when you get tired of driving it, bring it past, I'll take care of it. He said, I would do that, but my wife bought me this for my 50th birthday. She passed away June 6th, month before my wife. Passed away the exact same way.
No.
So the similarities was just so eerie that we developed this relationship that just out of just me being me, just joking. Yeah. And he said she was in a car accident and developed blood clots from a car accident. I was like, God, you can't. Like, God, if you're talking to me right now, what is it that I need to hear? And his biggest thing was, I don't know what to do past this. Like, as far as the who's or what I'm going to do, excuse me, or, you know, I've had people want to hang out with me, but again, he didn't know what to do. And that's what made me reach out, because a lot of people may not know. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the expert or not. But I've had situations come up in it's been 8 months almost.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
Since her passing, where, you know, I just wanted to speak on it. Just I may help by me telling my story may help someone else. But yeah, so, you know, bottoms up, cups up, let's get into it.
Those we love, those we miss.
Yeah, that part. That part.
The first question I want to ask is, where are you right now with it?
I'm still at a crossroads. Like, as Anthony said, it doesn't get easy. It gets manageable. Some moments I could be at work and the slightest swing or something will trigger. It becomes manageable. Like, I know it's almost like an anxiety attack, almost like you know when it's coming, so you prepare for it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not even then, sometimes it just hits. Like, I could be listening to music and her favorite song comes on, or a song from our wedding comes on, or a song just random comes on, and it's manageable. It's not easier, it's more so manageable. So I guess I'm still at that crossroads. Like, I've come to terms with it, I guess, it's a word, for lack of a better word, which wasn't easy the first couple of months. I mean, still not easy now.
It's again
that word, manageable. It becomes manageable. Like, it's funny. It's a word, and ideas go on test to this. It's like working out in the gym. It's not that the weights are lighter. You're just getting used to carrying them. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, they don't get no lighter. You know how to carry it. You know how to manage it. You know how to move around with it. And that's where I'm at with it now. It's still heavy.
Oh yeah, without
question. But I just know how to manage it. I know which way to move with it, where it may tilt me this side or tilt me that side, but I know when it starts to tilt, how to readjust, how to get back to my axis. So I think that's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at with it. It's a scale, it's a balance. Gotcha. And my kids keep me grounded. Like,
yeah, for sure. I love them kids,
Listen, them Austin, what we say, Austin don't miss. That boy, what? He don't miss.
Named Katniss Everdeen. I'm trying to tell you,
yo, listen, Hawkeye, Clint, yo, he don't miss. But they've been keeping me grounded, and they're a constant reminder of to keep going.
Yeah,
because I can't crack. If I crack, who picks them up? Now I have my moments where I'm like, oh, y'all go and give me that moment. And again, also, he has a sixth sense to that. He knows when dad needs his space. But and so does mine. But mine is a whole teenager, so she's always giving somebody space, whether you want it from her or not. And Caleb is just, he's my cuddle buddy. Like, he may not say it verbally, but physically, he like, daddy huggies. Boy, you know I needed a hug. Come on.
Right. You're like, come on, please.
Come on. And, but yeah, it's manageable. It's manageable. But, you know, each day is something different. Each day is something new. Each day I learn more about myself and the world around me. So,
Yeah, and I was going to kind of piggyback on that. Like, what lessons are you receiving and absorbing during this process?
I'm still learning. I haven't completely learned everything. I'm still learning.
No question.
If anything, I'm learning more about me. Not saying that I didn't while I was married, but I'm learning. So here's how I've looked at it. There was Brian before the marriage. There was husband Brian, and there's Brian after. Brian after is an amalgamation of every Brian that came before. So I'm just trying to figure out how to, it's almost like Voltron. I'm trying to figure out how each lion fit together to create this ultimate form. Gotcha. Sometimes pieces don't fit, and I got, you know, it's like, you know, I got to remove this. Like, all right, that doesn't fit. Let me try this piece. That doesn't fit. Let me try this piece. And it's like a jigsaw puzzle. I'm trying to figure out what works, doesn't work. It's like, I guess for like, you know, we've been in the Legos in this house real bad recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're taking Lego pieces from one part, trying to fit in something. It fits, but it doesn't look right all the time. So sometimes you got, you know, all right, let me try this piece. It fits, but it doesn't look right. So that's where I'm at with me. Like, I'm just building the perfect Brian. Not so much the perfect Brian, but the Brian that the world needs right now. And that Brian is different from the husband Brian, from God knows it's way different from the Brian before I got married, because that Brian is not, it was no good to nobody. That's mentally, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, we're gonna get through this.
Just go. Cause I know it's tough for you because you had a personal relationship with Shauna as well. So yes. I know how this two-way shoot is gonna go. It's gonna be so powerful. But yo, I am open to any question. Not only do I get strong in the storm, I learn how to dance in the rain. That right there. If you wait for the rain to stop, you may miss your blessing. So not only do I know how to get strong in the storm, I've learned to now dance in the rain. I know with rain, with the water, it comes a cleanse. So I've learned to, we was talking about the weather today. I've learned to dance. I learned to way to maneuver in that rain. Do I get hit? Of course, but I know how to maneuver in that.
This is true. This is true. We pull no punches here. What's your happy space now?
My kids. They always was my happy space, but my kids are my kids are Brittany.
Hi.
Hey. But my kids have been my happy space. When I was with Shauna, when Shauna was alive, everybody knows me, knows I'm a big comic book guy. I relate comic book to real world scenarios all the time, real world plot holes all the time. So there's where everybody knows who the Flash is. His wife, what he called his wife in the comic books was his lightning rod. Called her his lightning rod because when the whole world seems like theirs is going too fast, his lightning rod is what kept him grounded. Shauna was my lightning rod. My kids are my lightning rod. My kids are now the lightning rod. My kids are now like the WJZ antennas. Three prongs. Each one serves a purpose. So they're my... I tried it. Bam! That's why I'm getting started for a tattoo. They're my trident. And they're my compass. If for those who are not friends with me, I have a tattoo on my lower right leg. It's a compass. And instead of north, south, east, and west, I have SS, C, and A for Shauna, Shamaya, Caleb, and Austin. And when the tattoo artist asks me, you know, what's the meaning behind it, I'm like, so no matter which way I move, I always move for them. All my actions, everything I do is for them. It's a direct result or a direct way of helping them, promoting them, encouraging them. So, because I know, especially with my kids, they're looking at how I move. They're looking at what is dad doing now that is just dad? How does he move in this world? How does he move each way? So that's the whole symbolization. And honestly, I was going to get it before Shauna passed, but she never trusts me on going to tattoo spot alone. She's like, nope.
I mean, I can see why, because I know how you are. You're very impulsive.
Very impulsive, especially when it comes to ink, shoes, and clothes. I'm very impulsive.
So the tattoo came after her passing.
It came after her passing. Because I was supposed to get it last year at the Baltimore. I just got the tattoo in November. I got it just this past November. And I was supposed to get it last year when the Baltimore Tattoo Convention was here, but she just would not leave me. I was like, babe, go over there. And she's like, no, I want to go here with you. I was like,
Okay. We're supposed to go this year, whenever it is.
It's this weekend. It's this weekend.
I was trying to chicken out, but it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It starts Friday.
Let me find something to do so I can chicken out.
See, Brittany, nope. I'm gonna come and get you.
Okay.
Go get it.
Shamaya, she's going. She's
getting one too.
Yeah, she's getting a memorial tattoo for her mom. Of her mom. So how's Shamaya?
Hey, Niecy Poo.
She's doing her hair. She doesn't want to be on camera.
Absolutely not. I understand.
I totally understand. Hey, listen. Yeah. I don't want to be on camera right now because my hair's a mess, but it is okay.
You look fine.
Thank you.
Put one of these hats on. You're good.
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's some of the best advice you got, or the words of wisdom once she passed? Like, what words really stuck with you that got you through?
I'm gonna try to say this my best without crying.
Oh, I'm ready.
Get the tissues ready because it's Anthony was here for it.
Oh God!
The day she passed, we told the kids. I sat on my step, me and Anthony. Austin comes up to me, puts his hand right here. His face dry as a sheet, not one tear. He said, Daddy, we're okay. We're going to be okay. He said, you and mommy taught me that if I live the way I'm supposed to live, I believe in God, I'm going to see her again. It's done.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in to Dating University.
I was done. Out of the mouths of babes. I'm told to be telling you this. But here you are telling me. But that.
When's his ordination service again so I can attend?
It's Sunday.
His ordination service?
No.
His might as well be Sundays.
I mean, yeah. Good Lord.
That's a word.
Listen, I don't remember much said to me Ooh. After that, but that right Ooh. There.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And yes. What me and sat there like, we had this look of confusion at first, but then it was like, wait, hold on. You're nine. But his spiritual maturity is mind-boggling. But that's been the because everybody's told me to take your time. It will get, but that right there was like confirmation. Like not only as a parent, I'm like I'm doing something right. Like I'm right. wasn't trying not trying to be braggadocious or anything like that. But I know what I say and what I do has effect. Has taken hold, like you know, taking root. Now to get him to say in front of the church probably would be a totally different thing.
That's a whole different thing, you know. His social anxiety kicks in, and he's like, and he got his favorite people, and that's about it. Like he's good with you.
But yeah, that's been the best advice.
Yeah.
Like it probably could have came from anybody else, and it probably wouldn't. I'm not gonna say it didn't mean nothing, but the fact that it came from him. Yeah, that meant the world.
And so on the flip side to that, was there anything that was said to you that gave you pause or concern? Like, why would you say that?
Oh, absolutely.
I was reading something online when someone lost a loved one and they were offended when someone told them, I'm sorry for your loss. And, you know, there are other people that said, oh, you know, that was your dog. Just go get another one. And she's like, that was very insensitive to me as well. Like, granted, coming from the person, it may have been good intentions of like, you know, you can find love again in your beloved dog. It's okay. You know, your heart will be open and you can accept this new thing. But on the flip side, it's like, how can you tell me I can replace what I lost when that relationship was unique? I can't replace that person or that pet in that instance.
I think so with that. I honestly I didn't get many of negative.
Good.
And again, it's just cause the kind of people I surround myself around.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you already had that kind of energy when me and her was together, you wasn't around, period.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't get many negative because it's not because I didn't want to hear it. I just know that the people I surround myself with are supportive in and out of season. So yeah, I didn't get many negative. I don't, and if I did, between Anthony, Charles, and my kids and my, I didn't see it. So
we weren't gonna let it happen.
I'm trying to tell you.
That just goes to just the people I surround myself with that I take advice from. I knew they wasn't going to say anything negative.
Absolutely.
So it was never that issue. See, Rat Shredder, they went that's yes. best friend that lives next door. So
and I want to give and Latrice, yes, so much. And that leads me to my next question. But before that, I really want to give flowers and kudos to Anthony for him being the rock.
Even when he was falling apart.
Because that man got a story to tell, too. So yeah,
even I literally love y'all's friendship. I love your friendship, your bond, your brothers, sure. Yeah. But outside of brothers, you guys are legitimately friends. Yeah. And I mean, it's such a beautiful bond when you see brothers like that. I admire y'all's relationship so much. I love it.
Brittany, you'd be surprised how many people comments on me and Anthony's relationship. Mm-hmm. And here I think, to me and Anthony, that's nothing. I don't want to say nothing new, but it's just, as far as we know, that's just what brothers do.
So agreed, like, absolutely.
Like, because that's the way we was raised. Now, granted, I have older siblings as well. I have two older sisters.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, dad was. I love Butch.
We gonna let Butch be, you know.
Yeah. When your father's middle name is Lovely, you expect older siblings.
I did not know that. That's
funny. I have an older sister. I have two older sisters, three older sisters. Two have passed away. So there's a 16 to 17 year gap between me and my older brother, Kitch. Now, Grant, I have relationships with them, great relationships with them. I love each and one of my siblings incredibly well. Like I will ride or die till the sun come home. But me and Anthony, you know, we grew up together. Like we experienced everything together. When I say everything, everything. And again, we just thought us being brothers was what brothers do. Like we thought it was normal. Like, what you mean you don't act like this? What you mean you don't go be with your brother?
Right.
I mean, when we got our apartment, when we got our first apartment together, we moved in together. And everybody was like, "Why you want to move in with your brother? You live with him all your life." Well,
why wouldn't you?
Who else would like?
Who else would I want?
Exactly. Who else?
He knows my
house. Exactly how it moves. I know exactly.
Yeah, like
their flaws, their faults, their weaknesses, their strengths, everything.
Yeah, So yeah, that's my.
I love that. I wish we could normalize that. Normalize healthy, not just healthy romantic relationships. But healthy familial relationships. I always hear about strife between brothers and sisters and mothers and children and fathers and children. And even with me and my sister, we've never fought a day in our lives. And we are 5 years apart, but no fight, even down to planning my mom's. And she's still here with us, but we pre-planned for when she does transition. Mm-hmm. And even with that, you know, when it comes to money and stuff like that, people say, "Oh, you get the ugliest when it comes to deaths and funeral." No. We just said, "Mother, do whatever you want to do." That's my sister. When she eats, I eat. When I eat, she eats, vice versa. And that's how she raised us. So, it does. You know, I love to see this saying.
We always have this saying. We always joke with each other. Like, if he hits the lottery, I hit the lottery, we both will make sure we're good.
Yeah. Granted,
I may be eating an 18-ounce steak, mm-hmm. he's eating a 16-ounce steak. But we're both eating steak.
Yeah.
It's not how much you like. And I think that's what's affecting the Black community. Like, we're such a competitive people that you don't see the good in helping each other.
Yes.
I'm going to get off that.
No, that's real. That is so real.
Anthony, that's my guy. That's like 100 grand. I don't think there's nothing I won't do for him. Like,
so here's my question. And we've already answered it, but you know, I want to dive just a tad bit deeper.
Yeah.
When it comes to support systems, mm-hmm. what are the most important things, and what are some of the things that you know you don't want in your support system?
Mm.
Honestly. I mean, that's the word right there. I want you to be honest with me. I'll be 45 in December. I don't have time for games. Tell me straight, like, you can lie to me, like.
lie for you, but I won't lie to you.
When I was younger, you know, when you told me it was Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, okay, that was good. But I'm not a child. If there's something within me, or if it's something that I'm doing, let me know I'm doing it. Don't, like, even if, for instance, even if it's y'all too, like, hey, I didn't like the way Brian did this. If you don't like the way Brian did something, instead of telling Brittany, go tell Brian. Because the only person that's going to change it is Brian. And if Brian doesn't know, because I may be in a mental space where I'm not sure what I'm doing this out of. I may be having fun, but if you think it's detrimental to either my health, my relationship with others, or my relationship with my family, I need you to old school pull me by the ear, like, yo, B, you up.
Yeah.
Like, I need you together. Yeah. And again, that just goes back to the type of people I have around me, because I know for a fact Charles, Anthony, the brothers, I know for a fact they will correct me. And it's not a correction of with guilt or with my malice. It's a correction of love. They sure. Only I know for a fact they're gonna do it out of love.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, yeah, so yeah, that, just be honest with me. That, I think that's the only thing I ask. Just be, keep it a buck with me.
Yeah,
just be honest with me. Tell me if I'm in the midst of my fuck ups. Tell me, like, yo, B, I need you to sit your rabbit ass down.
Yeah.
Like, you are off the deep end.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. I had the conversation with you a little early. I was,
yeah.
I told
yeah,
you a little, yeah. Like, yo, you better slow the fuck down. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Stop playing with me.
I guess, and I think with everything, the way I've looked at it, I've looked at my situation as well as other situations, I've talked to people who have had divorces, and they discredit their divorce. You know, they try to weigh what my loss against their loss. The way I feel it, a loss is a loss. You lost. You lost a connection with someone you committed yourself to. Granted, with divorce, sometimes it's a voluntary agreement between two people. With me, it was, you know, involuntarily, it was sudden. I didn't have that clean break, as they say. So I always try to tell people, you know, when I talk to divorcees, they try to compare apples to apples. But I'm like, granted, we both experienced a loss. Granted, the only difference between my loss and your loss, at any moment of time, you have the opportunity to talk to that person.
Yeah. And that goes with I'm sorry, Brian.
No, I'm just saying, I don't have that opportunity. I don't have that pleasure that, if you want to call it a pleasure, I don't have that moment where even in the midst of whatever I'm going through, I could still talk to that person. But
yeah. And I've come to realize, like, when dealing with loss, people become socially awkward at times and try to fill in that space with things because they don't know what to say. So sometimes the wrong thing may come out, like, oh, I've experienced loss too when I got my divorce.
Yeah.
Not quite the same. Yeah,
not quite the same. I get what you're saying.
To relate with, like, a loss. Yeah.
No.
I get what you're saying, case, but it's not. Yeah.
Sometimes silence is golden. Yeah. Offer condolences, offer a hug, and keep it moving. Like, sometimes we want to just feel and be in the moment. And when you're in a valley, we want to come down in the valley with you. sometimes you need to stay up above so you can reach your hand down and bring them up.
Pull me out real quick. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to always go down with them.
Yeah.
Let them
one of the things that bother me so much is people say, God has a plan.
Extending grace in that instance. People just want to say something.
I know what you're saying.
Right.
I know what you're trying
mm-hmm.
to say.
My one prayer out of this whole situation, what it is and still is what lesson am I to learn out of this? What is it that God had to teach me to take her from me? And oddly enough, I received the answer from my Bob. He like, Brian, the lesson may not be for you. It may be for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because, you know, ever since the funeral, I've had people, excuse me. That's at McDonald's, I'm bad. I've had people come to me and be like, hey, you know, the strength you displayed at the funeral gave me, you know, it inspired me. And again, me at the funeral, I was just being me. Because I know Sean was not the type of person to, like, listen, if you don't stop crying, get up.
Really?
And mm-hmm. Oh, she was not that sitting at home and wallowing your feelings type of person. She was, as for as quiet as she was, someone she was a great inspiration. She's great to pull you out of that like darkness. Yeah. Like I guess that's such a yin and a yang. Because we complement each other so well. Like where she faltered, I complimented and vice versa. Like sure. Everybody used to joke where she's more of an introvert. Like she'll go out, but she had to scope the scene quick and then speak. With me, I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Brian. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what you doing? Cool. Hey.
Man.
And it's always been that when I needed to be reined in, she was that one. And when she needed to be the social one, because again, she did her business where it put us in places where she had to talk to people. And I had to tell her, like, hey babe, my name ain't on this. That's a Shawnee secret design. So Shawnee needs to talk to him. And it was just a great way of how we, you know, just we put yin and yang. Actually, that's the tattoo I'm getting started. We yin and yang and we pushed and pulled because
So Brian, another question. You're on Dating University. Can you speak to your heart and how you feel during romantic holidays, like Valentine's Day, your anniversary, your first dating anniversary, birthdays?
So up until, so every holiday since July has been out, the first without.
Sure.
First came up was September the 6th, which would have was our first This Is Us, I guess you could call anniversary, is when we made us official. I was at work. It didn't hit me. Again, it was one of the ones where I was okay till I wasn't. I just realized what the day was. Like, I got so busy at work that I was rushing. And then I happened to look on Facebook and damn it, Facebook memories.
The memories, boy, they'll catch
you. Those memories are not okay. Mark, turn those features off today. Now. And,
no, honestly, it's been helping me, though. Some of them have.
Keep them on for Brian.
Maya. Oh, what are you doing? I'm sorry. She's making all I know. Dad Mo kicked in. My bad. if y'all can see her,
I'm sure. I've seen her once, but her hair all crazy. But you know, I get it.
the This Is Us date was tough. Our anniversary. Listen, I think for those who saw, I used to do this ride with B, where you rode with me back and forth to work and stuff like that. So that I just so happened to be off the Tuesday of our anniversary. and I took a trip to our cemetery. I took a flowers and everything, and that day was hard. November Thanksgiving was pretty tough, only because we was, for the past couple of years, we was hosting Thanksgiving. Shauna's macaroni and cheese was to die for, and
oh, Lord, yes,
her, and those meatballs,
damn meatballs.
So,
that
Thanksgiving, it was tough because that was one of her favorite holidays. Christmas, honestly, Christmas was easier. Well, Halloween was another one because the kids, for Halloween, we was the Scooby gang. So the original idea was, I mean, we still did it. Caleb was Scooby-Doo, Austin was Shaggy, I was Fred, Maya was Velma, and Shauna was supposed to be Daphne. And we still did it. We still pulled it off. November, you know, then November was pretty tough. Christmas and my birthday was actually, and Austin's birthday was actually easier than I expect. I guess because we, with the holidays and with the hustle and bustle of Christmas, like, because Austin's birthday is December the 21st. Then 4 days later, you got Christmas. 24 hours later, you got my birthday. And then a week later, less than a week later, man, was New Year's. So we were so busy making sure back that I guess we didn't have time to sit. And then I went above and beyond playing Santa for Christmas that I think I overcompensated. Just a little.
Is there such a thing as overcoming?
Oh yeah, yeah. There is? Christmas, yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah.
So, so when the kids did their list, they gave me an abridged version because it's just me. So, I was like, thankfully, I was in a situation where Christmas was going to be cool, and I told them, I was like, hey guys, I appreciate you being nice on account of that. But I want you to give me your list as if it was still me and Mom. That's all Maya needed to hear. Oh, you want the real list?
This is off.
You want the real list. But I think that's what helped with Christmas. I was just able to give them a Christmas with no quote interruptions. It wasn't nothing where, well, I can't do this because it's just me. So that I think that, and we did the matching pajamas. We made cookies. We did everything Shauna would have had us to do for Christmas. Valentine's Day was rough. Valentine's Day was probably the worst day outside of our anniversary. Only because Valentine's Day for us was Christmas. Because what we did so much for the kids. We used to go all out for the kids. We very rarely bought ourselves anything. So what we do is we always tell each other Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, let me back up, because I missed two important days before that. February 1st, my daughter turned 18. Maya turned 18, which was a big, she didn't want to party because she doesn't like people, in her words. She didn't want to party. I actually, on the day of her birthday, she had a cheer competition. She had cheer finals, regionals, which they wind up, no, it was something. They wind up going to the next level. And then, 24 hours later, Shauna's birthday. Their birthdays are a day apart. I mean, we didn't, I asked the kids, what did they want to do? And Austin, don't miss. He's like, well, Daddy, since Mommy liked Crafty Crab, can we go to Crafty Crab for dinner? So we did that. Wool green, Shauna's favorite color. We went and had Crafty Crab. But yeah, Valentine's Day was that date where, I went to the cemetery. It was bitter cold. But I brought a set of 2 dozens of roses, set them on the cemetery, Sat there having a conversation with her, but yeah, I think, again, because that was our Christmas. That's when, I mean, the only reason why we really picked Valentine's Day, because normally we have our taxes. About time. Listen, so
keep it real.
Get it, I'm gonna keep it buck. Because you got to think, I had Austin's birthday, then my birthday, Christmas, and then less than 30 days later was their birthday. So
yeah,
the re-up was real.
I know your wallet is like, help me.
Listen, help it me. Was dry heaving. Like, I did like,
okay. Like, okay. I was,
ain't nothing, like, stop looking in here. Like, what are you looking in here for? Like, is, yeah. But yeah, Valentine's Day was so up. The next one coming up is going to be Mother's Day, which I think is going to be a tough one for the kids more so than me. I mean, it's going to affect me as well. But I know the kids say they want to go have a picnic at the cemetery.
I love
so
it.
So I'm praying the weather cooperates and we could go out there and have a small picnic with her, which is weird because I never got to give her a picnic in life. But the kids want to give her a picnic, and that's something she always wanted to do. So
beautiful.
Yeah. And then July of this year, hopefully they're not down here, we're going on a cruise. We're going to a Disney cruise. I am surprising them with a Disney cruise. We're going. Wow. Surprisingly, it falls within the 1 year of Shauna's past. We're gone between the 5th through the 8th. And
I heard they're the best. I have not heard a bad review about a Disney cruise. You may have more fun than the kids.
Yeah, July the 6th is we're in the Bahamas. So when I realized the dates, I asked Shamaya, I was like, hey, you know, you still want to go considering what that? She's like, Dad, I think it's best. So instead of us sitting here dwelling on it. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a piece of the funeral home gave a couple pieces of our locks. We're going to take a piece of our lock and some other mementos of hers and bury it in the sand in the Bahamas.
God and damn then, it.
And then that day, we're just going to do everything she would want us to do on that day. So I haven't told the kids yet. I say I ain't going to tell them until I make the final
thing. They're going to flip. Oh, they're going to flip.
Yeah, because you know your nephews, they're going to, Austin and Caleb's going to bug me up until July the 5th. They're going to pack now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ready to go like right now.
It's been manageable. I'm doing all I can to keep my head above water, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Brian, are you in any like grief support groups or?
Yes, therapy? Roberta's house. Yeah, I do Roberta's house. I'm going to Roberta's house. The kids, they don't go with me as much. They have counselors at their school they go to. Austin has a counselor he goes to. Maya has a counselor he's go to. Caleb, not so much, because I guess just because of his age, he's processing it differently. And he wants to talk about it, but then he doesn't know how to talk about it yet. So I want to wait till he gets a little older where he can really articulate how he feels about it. He has this thing now, and it's crazy. I think I told Charles and Adia, if he gets in trouble and you start yelling at him, he cries. And in the middle of him crying, he says, I miss mom.
Yeah.
And I realize he says that to but now I realize that he used it as a ploy to get out of trouble. And he's got me. The boys
You know kids is crafty, yo.
I would have never thought that.
Like, he got me the first couple of times. And then Maya, she caught on to it. She's like, Dad, I think he's just saying that. He got Anthony. He don't get me now. I'm like, Austin, I'm like, Caleb, I get it, but you still need to do what I asked you to do.
For sure.
I do Roberta's house. I was using the app BetterHelp.
Yeah.
BetterHelp was out.
Hold on. Talk about, hey, listen, BetterHelp, listen, check this out. Look, we gotta listen. We sponsor, please stop playing.
They was awesome. my subscription ran out. I have to renew it. But we did the texting. He texted me every morning to make sure I was okay. We did a couple video chats. He was a very, very good, he was Christian. So that had helped a lot. So a lot of the conversation we had wasn't awkward. Mm-hmm. But other than that, just talking to y'all has helped a lot more. Honestly, it's helped more than me going to group counseling. Because grief counseling is like talking, like they, I ain't gonna say it, but they get paid to listen to y'all. It comes from a different place. Like I could be real with them, but I could be real with y'all. Like I could call y'all in my moments where I'm curled up in my bed crying. And honestly, BetterHelp was like that too. He gave me his personal number. It was times I was able to do that. But yeah, I'm definitely in grief counseling. Music therapy has helped a lot. Mm-hmm. Music, honestly,
that's good.
Shout out to Simon. Me and her, we gym buddies, and it's just a good segue because going to the gym has helped tremendous. When I say gym therapy, shout out to Passport Fitness, Coach Mike, Coach Troy, Coach D, them, Coach Karan, them guys.
They could be sponsors of the university too.
Listen, them guys are godsends. And I mean that in every sense of the word. It was mornings where mentally one of the mornings that stands out the most is the first when I listened to the first episode of The Husband Lounge. And it put me in a place where because I missed being a husband. But when I got to the gym and the energy there was so euphoric, like, and didn't make me forget, but again, made me manage what was going on. Like, whatever frustration, whatever, and I took it out on the weights, I took it out on push-ups. I think that's probably one of the, like, if you saw my rings on my iPhone that day, they was off the chart. Like, cause I left everything there. It was almost like putting it all on the altar. I just left it there and went. But yeah, gym therapy is that's the thing. I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm there in the morning, and I look forward to it now. It's such a great release for me.
That's good. So, question. And I know you're not in that space yet, but what are you looking for, like, when the ability to love again or be in a romantic space, like what do you want and what don't you want?
So
that's good
for those listening. I don't want you to try to be a carbon copy of Shauna. Don't try to, because everybody who follows me on Facebook knows almost all our likes, dislikes, stuff like, don't try to come in and be her, because I'm going to pick up on it immediately. Be you. Be like me for me, not because I... For lack of a word, I don't want sympathy. I don't want sympathy. I want genuine, authentic feelings. Again, you know, that's neither here nor there, but yeah, just I want you to be the authentic. Don't try to, because this I have to act this way. Nah, be you. Let me make the decision whether I like you for you. Don't, because again, if you try to come and be somebody you're not, or try to mimic somebody I've already, you know, my wife, it's you gone. Quickness. See you. Deuces. But yeah, that's like, you know, and it's, as far as dating, it's tough. And I know I'm a terrible when I say this. My biggest fear as of now is losing somebody. In the past year, I've lost three people. I don't want to say lost. Every bit of fabric. In the past year, I've lost three people that's meant so much to me. And, you know, one being my wife, one being the a mentor of mine at church, as far as me being a deacon. Three is being my aunt, my mom's best friend, which we just funeralized on Monday. And I'm gonna keep it a buck. I've shared this with some people. I'm scared of losing somebody. I'm scared of getting close to somebody, whether platonically, romantically, however, and then one day it just doesn't happen anymore. Whether nature or a decision you've made to cut me away from that. I've had experience in September where I think I rushed it. I think the reason why I rushed it, because it was somebody I had somebody I had a past with that I thought things would be better on this end. And I'm keeping 100. I was naive. I ignored every red flag.
And I told your ass.
So Brian,
Charles gave me the roadmap.
Like, that was the first thing. It was like I saw it. I was just
in movies when the spouse dies, you have these opportunistic people that are waiting in the trenches. The meatballs haven't even gotten cold at the repast. And they're I really want to be that shoulder for you to cry on.
And that
how it happened?
That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And I was a episode of Lifetime. Here we go again. Like it was we talked about it. It was, and I'm more mad at myself now because I should have seen it.
Mm-mm. But don't be mad at yourself. Because
I know
that brings about a level of vulnerability.
People will prey
on that vulnerability in that moment. Your emotions are heightened. You have such a void that anything that resembles love, you're going to gravitate towards because you need that. You need to be restored. You're empty. So any chance that anybody is trying to fill up that cup, you're going to be like, fill me. Don't be mad at yourself.
Does any of that sound familiar? Because I felt
Charles, and I came to you.
I said the exact same thing,
bro. I apologize to Charles.
You did?
I go to Anthony and Charles. They are my go-to. And Anthony is more the, yo, go ahead and do it, but I'm just letting you know. Where Charles, he laid out Charles clicked almost every box. And even when I saw it, I said, "Nah, this ain't real. Nope."
You have the love goggles on. I mean, raise your hand, people, if you had the love goggles on and every single red flag. I've had men walk up with a red flag waving it. I've had a man with a red flag on his forehead, wearing a red shirt with a flag dangling off, and I still went for it. Brian, don't be mad at yourself. We've all been there.
People picture just came up on the watch.
Hey, what's up, Garrett?
Hi.
So when you say the word vulnerable, like I was as vulnerable as Superman under a red sun. I was Plato. Yeah. No, stop. No, I did not say play red eye. I was mad at myself for just being so naive. I know I shouldn't have been, but when I say it put me in a space where I did like that day, it broke. I don't think I ever felt like that prior to having meeting Sean. Like, I was broken in every sense of the word. Yeah,
the opportunistic vultures are going to vulture.
They're going to vulture.
I made that word up, but opportunistic vultures are going to vulture. And so she vulched. Don't blame yourself because, again, it happens when you're in that low space. We need to be restored when our cup is empty. And so, granted, what it was a little acidic vinegar, but the cup was filled. You just didn't know it yet. But thankfully, thank the Lord, you found out before it got real. She tarnished your gold.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's all.
Well, Listen, the village got the
pitchforks. Yo, the village ready. Is standing up.
The village got the pitchforks ready.
Listen,
so I'm just a
little. We do not condone violence on Data University. Now, once we end at 8, whatever, y'all do what y'all need to do. But while we're here as an LLC, we don't condone violence.
We don't condone violence at all.
When the show is over, y'all do what y'all need to do.
Oh, she ain't hiding.
So. It has happened to all of us. And if it hasn't happened, it's gonna happen
it's
to
gonna
you.
It's gonna happen.
Okay. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. And like I said before on a previous show when you were on, whoever she is, just know, like Brian said, be you, be authentically you. Do not try to tailor yourself to be something that you're not. But also know that you will be vetted. You can't get the key to the kingdom without going through us.
Bring her on the show. We can ask her a series of questions. I have questions that go there.
Now, that first one, she got away because she knew how to reach Brian around us.
Yeah, she knew.
But that was okay. That was okay. Yeah,
she had access to the garage. She knew the code.
Yeah.
That's a good one. She definitely knew the code.
She had access to the garage, but guess what? Deaths happen in garages. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Amen.
You can't sense it, but it's there. So that's a really dangerous place to enter. But enter at your own risk, sweetheart, and see where it happens.
I'm trying to tell you, there's sharks in these headwaters. Don't play.
She gone. I don't want to be in the garage. I don't want to be there. Yeah.
Listen,
and I think Anthony makes a good point. I don't think we need to vet her. I think he needs to heal.
Which is definitely a journey.
It's definitely a journey. And again, just going back to what I said earlier, I just have to find a way to form me. You know, there's people that's popping in and out. There's people that's, you know, of course, going to try to get my attention or and everything. And, you know, I'll be lying if I said I ain't enjoy it to a certain point.
Look, I love the fact that you're honest. It's Dayton University. Yeah. We want nothing.
The looks, and then I'm in the gym now, so.
Uh-oh. All right.
Y'all can be sick. Y'all can be sick.
Are we getting the pecs and the biceps in the summer in the pictures?
Sun's out, guns out.
My gosh, y'all. If you see Brian in a cutoff tank top, just wave and say, looking good, buddy.
I think I already say guns I'm posting out. Thirst trap. You already be thirst trapping.
You know it. But
Brian, what's your go-to thirst trap pose? What do you do?
I have a new one.
You know, you want to get some attention. What's the pose you do?
So recently, I'm learning. It's funny. With me being a photographer, I'm always finding new ways to do new shots.
Okay.
So my go-to shot now, if you look on my past couple shots, it's me sitting in church in the chair in the back of my church. Like it's one of them like more look away type of.
Oh,
shots.
So you do like a look away shot.
Like,
hey,
like I'm
thinking about something.
Hey, bro, take this kid and shot of me.
Like you're
quick.
Pressing forward. Yeah, okay, pressing forward, looking onward. I like that. That's a good one, y'all.
I just took one.
Look onward.
Yeah, it's trash.
It's
trash.
It's super trash.
It's filled with a lot of eels, a lot of sharks, and mixed with urine.
Man, it's harbor water, yo. Like.
What?
It's funny.
It's harbor water. It's harbor. It's inner harbor water. Like, dead bodies.
Calling it harbor water is a disservice to harbor water.
What is worse than harbor water?
I don't know, but
huh?
Like,
is it what?
So you know what's funny? me and Shauna, we used to have this saying. We used to always joke with each other. Yeah, two things we used to always say about each other. We always used to say, if anything was to happen to either one of us, like if I was to date again, it would, and it got me in trouble. So is date somebody I have some history with or someone I'm familiar with, just because the dating pool so crazy. Flint. But, and then we like, if we was to date somebody, you couldn't bring them around nobody because just how close knit our families
are. The Texaco River, even. The Texaco River is not it. It really stinks.
Charles, like, where you go?
But yeah, it really stinks.
It's definitely been an experience.
Yeah. Toilet water, yeah. Toilet public gas station, like the Shell gas station public bathroom.
I got one better for you. Porta potties at
I'm having a flashback.
Brian.
Moving on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the one. That
bro.
Ooh.
I had to pick that one porta potty, yo, in collective minds, yo. And I was like,
porta potties at Drew Hill Park during the ad frame.
Yes. Yeah. Someone must have taken like an X-Lax and had eaten like cod, because it smelled like a colonoscopy.
What, Ashley?
The G&M's.
What, Ash? What? That's a whole nother story.
That's
it. Well, I need that. I need that story. Ash.
Well, we're glad you're still amongst the living, because them deer, when them hooves go up, it's a battle. Yeah.
But like I said, I think it's a battle. Again, just finding me. And I hate to say what I'm gonna say, finding me and having fun along the way, I guess, because I'm still enjoying life. I'm still enjoying.
Why do you hate saying that?
I'm still enjoying, you know, me. Like, again, I was just telling Anthony, I haven't dated in 14 years. Me and Shauna, we've been together since 2010. And this is all news to me. And it's navigating this is fun, scary, informative. Any adjective or pronoun you want to put in there, that's all this experience has been to me.
Yeah, dating has definitely changed. It used to just be, you know, boy meets girl meets boy.
Honestly,
you know,
I mean, I've grown up, it's, and,
you know, let's just,
it's helping us now. But I think social media in itself has done a lot to take away from the essence of real dating.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, you have the list. We did the show a couple of months ago on a list of first dates where you can take women. Cheesecake Factory was good amongst us. Cheesecake Factory. What else did we talk about on that show?
Applebee's. I'm all for doing.
No, well, Charles, I'm
a very simplistic guy. Those who know me, I am the only thing I take serious. I mean, once you have me as a mate, of course you're going to take me serious. The only things I take serious are, one, my children. Well, I'm sorry, back up. Two, one, God and church. If I can't take you to church with me, there's no point you even coming to me. If we can't play and praise together, keep it moving. So one, I take that serious. Two, my children. Dating now is way different than prior to, because prior to me being a dad, I could just, it was a revolving door. I'm not even gonna sit and hold you. Mars, I'm not taking them. Mars Music House, when if it was open, I'll take you there. My sneakers, video games, and cars is what I take seriously, right? And my children and my faith is top of my list. Because honestly, if you can't really cross them two, there's no way you're getting to me.
All right, y'all. Don't be thinking y'all can just come up here thinking y'all like a little blurred and y'all can just slide my brother DMs.
I figure that out.
And don't join his church just because he's there, okay? Wearing a church lady hat and a 3-piece suit.
I'm gonna see right through that. I'm gonna see right. Why am I drinking?
Me can see through.
I'm gonna see right through that.
Yeah.
And you know, I know you don't play ball. Listen, We don't play ball, Tiger.
Listen, we don't play Ashton ball.
We don't play ball, Tiger.
Honestly, and I'm glad Anthony and Ari are watching this, and they probably gonna tear out when I say that. Say that. Even with Ashton coming early, it gave me such joy. He filled the hole that was there. Mm. He really gave, like, outside of my own kids. Hey, bud, you woke up from your nap? All right, go. I got you McDonald's. Go ahead and go and eat, okay? Okay. That was the young one. That was the that was Caleb. But
we
Ashton had gave me with his birth so close to after what happened, I had a real sense of joy.
Yeah.
Like Ashton's birth did everything a child's birth was supposed to do. It gave me renewed focus. It gave me happy. I act like this boy is mine.
Listen, you ain't the only one. We was in church. We was in church on Sunday, and I was like, give me my baby. I'm tired of everybody holding my baby at church. Give me my baby.
But I ain't gonna say I was in a dark place, but at that moment, like, I was going through the motions then. I was quite literally work, home, and Ashton coming early broke that monotony. It was literally, he was the best monkey wrench in my life that could have ever happened. And he's not even my biological child. No.
Yeah. I love it.
Ashton was, he restored a lot in me.
Sure.
He restored my love for my kids. He restored my love for myself. He's been a blessing more than any toy I could buy him, any playpen I could buy him. And when he gets older, I'm gonna tell him that. I'm gonna tell him how much of a blessing he has been to me.
Lord, not the parents. I don't know what you said. I was in my own little world, but the parents are
he's my little monkey. He's still we call him a tiger.
I call him Tiger because he's like
because he squeal that squeal. But that guy, Ashton Kendall Johnson, has been such a blessing, and just him and his parents. It's been such a blessing to me and my I'm blessed just to have a small if I just have a small role in his life. I'm blessed beyond words. I know that's not gonna be the thing, but if just what I've done for him has meant more,
that's a beautiful way to end our show on a high note.
Yeah,
Brian, thanks for coming on the show. Do you have any last words? You want to leave with us? Any final thoughts?
Johnston, boy. Why y'all doing these in the closet, Joe? I'm trying to hold it together.
Any last words? I have a few. If and when you find love, and you know it's true, hold on to it.
Sure.
It's never going to be easy, but nothing good comes to those that comes easy.
Yes.
Have fun while finding love. Definitely have fun while finding love.
Okay.
One of the things that I've learned, me and Shauna would have been married 9 years this year. One of the things I've learned with me and Shauna's relationship, with our marriage, is have fun with each other.
Mm.
And when I say have fun, I'm not, you know, no matter what it is, like me and Sean is biggest, we used to call date night going to Walmart just because we was away from the kids and we got like, we did some of the craziest stuff in Walmart. We would go find mm-hmm. bikes, ride around Walmart and bike. Like mm-hmm. we did kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sean was definitely my.
Yeah, we thank y'all. On that note, we thank y'all for tuning in. Brian, we thank you for coming and sharing with us. It's not easy to do that. And we definitely appreciate you always and forever. We love you here at Dating University. Everyone, our daters love you. Come on again.
Of course. I'm putting my application in to be the third co-host. Dating you.
You may have to share with Anthony. You may have to share.
It could be sharing with Anthony. Brother. We can alternate. I've been sharing with Anthony 42 years. I can have this. Let him have suits in the husband line.
Okay.
Right. We got his own thing.
With that, I do want to say I am coming back with the merch life. The Married Life podcast. I'm going through some trademarking issues now. That's why it hasn't debuted. I'm still going to debut it, mm-hmm. but I haven't told anybody except for a few people. But the episode, we ride together, we cry together, brothers for life. Absolutely. So mm-hmm. Married Life will be premiering the. Yes, Bert. Yes, the. Hold on. It's chocolate, but here, you want it? Here. Take this. I'm sorry. Here, take that.
Never see me
crying.
Yeah.
So yes, mm-hmm. Merge Life podcast is coming back. Mm-hmm. We'll be back the first Sunday in May.
Awesome.
It's coming back the first Sunday in May.
Awesome.
The first episode of the Merge Life podcast.
Okay.
So before Sean passed, we was doing a vow series. So the first episode of season 2 mm-hmm. of the Married Life podcast will be Till Death Do Us Part.
Beautiful.
I will be continuing the conversation we have here, okay. How I've been moving forward from yeah. that, and things that have helped me in moving forward. So be sure to reach out. Like, if you're not following the Married Life podcast, please do so. There are videos up there from our previous episodes. So again, Brittany, Charles, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I never not take this for granted. Like yeah. I enjoy being on here. I enjoy being on this platform. Also,
I enjoy being on here, and it's ours.
Also, if you let me plug it, those who are listening, I had on this coming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I am being ordained as a deacon at my church.
Nice.
The reason why this is so important to me, one, because you know, serving as a deacon is a big job. Also, for the history of my church, I am the only born and bred member child of my church to become a deacon. So this is definitely history in the making. Service starts at 10:30. We're going to do our normal service. Then the ordination service takes place immediately following that service. Food's going to be served, and it's free. You don't have to pay for food.
What's the address?
The address is 2423 East Biddle Street. But yes, I invite those who can come. If you can't come, I just ask that you pray for me in yes. support of this ministry. It's been, I don't want to say it's been a long time coming, but again,
God's timing is perfect.
That part right there. So again, if you could come, it's going to be some singing And yeah, so
are they having church meatballs?
Church meatballs?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're having. Honestly, I don't know. We had meatballs Monday, so we may have meatballs Sunday. It's not a baby shower,
church,
but
after know, church food meat. Just hits different.
Yeah, but then,
you know, food is after church.
You know what's the funny thing about church food though? Because you can eat at church and an hour later you're hungry again.
An hour later you're hungry. You done ate two pieces of long pan, aluminum pan chicken.
Nah, I be full.
That roll.
No. Next thing.
By the time I get home, I'm hungry again.
And some church mothers will
get a salad and someone
to go plates.
Yeah. By the time I get home, like Monday at the funeral, by the time I got home, I was hungry again.
Really?
Like I wind up ordering out. Oh, I gotta be careful. I got weigh in tomorrow. But on that note, guys, I love y'all. Thank
love
y'all
you
so
all.
Much.
Thank Tune you. In.
You.
Love you, man.
See y'all later.
Love y'all much.
Yeah, I ain't got no outro, so later.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Love y'all.